And welcome everyone to another, oh shit, no one has a word. Heath, take it.
To another, I don't know. An I don't know edition of the R-Bomb.
God, you're terrible at this.
To a Poland Spring Fresh edition of the R-Bomb.
A what?
A Poland Spring Fresh edition of the R-Bomb.
There you go.
All right.
I am your host, the first ever graduate of the Dave Miller School of Reporting. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. We may or may not be fashionably late for no fucking reason tonight. The one, the only, the man with the huge cock, the illustrious Jason Halbert. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Oh, wait, hold on.
Hey, look, I'm not mad at you.
Sound effects, yes, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you.
I'm not mad at you for being late.
Joined by my partners in crime.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big gay Adrian Masters riding around in Kyle's other round. Hey, come on now. I don't have my white hood on today.
Oh, Adrian, you're fired. For tonight. And
don't need you. I hope you die from herpes.
The one, the only, the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Oh, my adoring fans. I love you.
Except, yeah, let's try this against
yourself. My handle.
There you go.
I'm tired of your lies.
Here you go, ready?
You give me nothing. Don't need you. I hope you die from herpes.
Yeah.
She doesn't like you very much.
From the infamous breakup call. And now that's not Adrian, we're joined by... Yeah, 1994. 69 boys backed up by the quad in one time. Ugh.
Yep.
The one, the only, Oklahoma Tootsie Roll Jones.
Yep. Gonna be a birthday boy in about... 22 minutes.
How long?
22 minutes.
22 minutes. Wow.
Yeah, man. How old are you gonna be, man?
33.
Hey, you're my age. Well, I knew it was your birthday coming up tomorrow, so even though I had a busy day at my local amusement park, okay, I managed to get in a special phone call for you. Okay, I called my good friend Hulk Hogan. Okay, we're like this.
Yes.
Okay, we're like Heath and his mop. And not quite. That's really gross.
Ew.
Yeah, I know.
Could be worse. Could be Kyle and his two moms.
Yeah. Anyway, I told him, like, hey, my good friend Mark Jones, his birthday is tomorrow. He's like, don't worry, brother. I got something for you. So, Mark, this is specially made just for you.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
Thanks, man, Hollywood.
Do what?
I said, thanks, Hollywood.
I know, and it was, I mean, just, he does it all the time. All I got to do is just pick up the phone. He personally records a new one every time.
I know. It's just like, Hogan, what a man.
He's a good guy there. Still wants to have sex with Heath. I don't know why, but.
Thank God I still have that restraining order.
Yeah.
Well, it could be you, him, and Brooke. You never know.
Now, see, bring in Brooke, just her alone.
Ugh, that would be gross. I'm just saying, man. I don't know.
Leave out Hogan.
That'd be. Ah, man.
I'm saying no.
What the hell is this?
And who knows where he's been? So.
Oh God, I'm gonna have to. You can't hear it, like, but I'll have to check out that video you just posted in the chat. Anyway, speaking of chat, let's see. We got Mark Jones.
Hey, bulk up to Mark Jones.
The Rod. Oh, what the fuck was his song? Oh, I remember what it was. Hold on.
Oh.
I think it was this. Let's see.
Hello, ladies.
The Rodfather. Every woman wants to play with his fire hose.
Yeah, piss off.
Let's see. Speaking of the Rodfather, hold on. The Hour Bomb tonight, sponsored by Man Palms. Well, at least Jason Heath needs them, because Adrian and I don't beat up mops. Heath, did you change your rampon before your rampage? Or even today. Smells like dead fish in here.
Wow. Good God.
What the hell did I do without sponsors while he was away?
I don't know.
I missed the sponsors. I'm so glad they're back. Anyway, and I know that Richard Bird Dog was in there somewhere.
Yeah, I did notice that. Bulk up to him.
That might be the plus
the
one
plus
elsewhere.
One elsewhere.
Yeah, I don't know. So.
No, he jumped on asking if you wanted some backup.
Well, see, I
yep,
see him
see, there
in
he
there.
Is.
It says plus two elsewhere. Let me reload this. Hold on. Sometimes I just need to reload it. Sort of like. Never mind. Sometimes it's good for a one and done. Kind of like condoms. Well, they say they're one and done, but.
They have to be one and done.
Eh, not really.
Yeah, see, I did a reload and I still see plus one elsewhere.
Yeah,
but oh well.
Yeah, oh well.
We know you're there, Richard. Bulk up to you.
He's in there somewhere.
Because we see you in the chat.
Yeah, unfortunately. I mean, glad to have you. Anyway, how the hell have you guys been?
Yeah, I've been doing pretty good. Kind of warm.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, we kind of, you know, left out spring the rest of the way and then just went straight to summer.
Yeah. Well, I went to my local amusement park today. Let me tell you, it was hot as fuck out. Really wishing we would have brought the stuff to hop in the water park they have there. It was about 90 some odd degrees out. It was fucking hot.
Yeah.
However, we have a state-of-the-art ride that just opened on Friday. It's called Justice League Battle for Metropolis. We've got one, and the Six Flags in Texas has one. They're the only two in the world. It was badass. I'm not going to lie. It's a 4D interactive shooting ride. It's really cool.
Nice.
Yeah.
Wait, what's it called?
Justice League Battle for Metropolis. Basically, here's the gist of it. Lex Luthor and Joker team up, and they capture, Wonder Woman, Supergirl, Flash, and Green Lantern. And the only ones that are left are Batman, Superman, and Cyborg. And you have to go help rescue them. And it's really cool. They've actually got a life-size Cyborg that's a full animatronic. It is badass. Like, we went there, we rode it this morning. It was me, my wife, my two boys, and my mother-in-law. And my mother-in-law was like, wow, do they have to have someone dressed up there at all times? Like, she thought it was a real person. It's badass. It really is.
Nice.
Yeah, it was cool.
That's good.
And I believe it's going to be at all Six Flags, so I guess the one close to me, I'll have to go check it out.
No, it's a special thing. They're not going to build it in all the Six Flags.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah, I know. It was expensive.
I think it was only Six Flags.
It's people have been comparing it to like the Transformers ride in Universal. I've never ridden that, so I don't know. But apparently, it's as good as that. So it's.
I've never been to Universal, so.
I went, believe it or not, when I was in high school, and they were building the fucking Islands of Adventure. So I never get I was not a big fan of Universal Studios, but once the Islands of Adventure opened up, I'd love to go back. But
oh god, it is
the
fantastic.
Original Universal Studios blew. There was like five rides there, and I was like, okay, this sucks.
Okay, see, it's like I never had a desire to go to either Universal or to Disney.
Can't hear you, buddy.
No, I said I never had a desire to go to either Universal or Disney.
See, we went in high school as part of our marching band, and every other year they go on a band trip. My freshman year, we went to Universal. My junior year, we went to Disney, and that was cool. We got to go to Epcot, Magic Kingdom. What's the other one?
Well, at your time, that would have been...
We didn't go to Animal Kingdom.
No, Animal Kingdom didn't open until 98.
That was in 99. Jackass.
Well, but I mean, as being
a Magic Kingdom.
Well, then that was.
Oh, and MGM Studios.
Yeah, Disney MGM Studios.
That's what it was. That was cool. I finally got to ride Star Tours in high school.
Yeah, which that's changed for the much better.
I hear that.
Okay, so we're not. I'm looking at the Six Flags Great Adventure, the one that's close to me, that website. We're not getting the Justice League thing.
No.
Instead, we're getting Batman the Ride. Backwards.
Yeah, actually, if it's similar to our Batman, which I think it might be, that's going to be fun.
The backwards version?
Fuck yeah. Ooh. Ours is a it's an inverted coaster. So you're not on the track, you're under the track. It's a floorless coaster. I hear it's really badass to ride it backwards.
Oh.
So, yeah.
Well, if you want people to hurl, here you go.
I don't know. I don't know that I would necessarily ride Batman backwards. My problem is I'm kind of a big guy, so I don't really fit too well.
I was going to say that's what Catwoman does, but hey.
I don't fit. And my wife has problems too. Her boobs are so big that sometimes those harnesses don't really
go all the way there.
Yeah, she has problems fitting in Batman because of her boobs. They're not so huge that it's good God, she's smuggling two midgets under there. She's got a nice fucking rack. So I love my wife's boobs. Anyway, I guess we should maybe get the show on the road.
I should tell people what we actually do here.
Well, yeah, I guess we'll go with a time limit tonight. Why not? Or else we'll fucking get lost. Here's how the show works. I got a whole list that I got to get through. These two assholes, as usual, going to try to make it to complete my list. I've got 16 minutes. That's 1 hour for those of you keeping track at home. We haven't had to use a timer lately because all we've been fucking doing is pay-per-view post-shows. God damn.
I know.
Stupid fucking three pay-per-views in 5 weeks.
Ugh. Hey, we got one next week.
we got to fucking talk about Money in the Bank tonight, too. No, let's do... what the fuck was the first pay-per-view?
No, Fastlane.
No, it wasn't. Fastlane. It was before Elimination Chamber. What was it? Was it Extreme Rules?
Payback.
Okay, so we got... I don't know. So we
went from Payback.
We got Payback, and then we have a week off, and then it was Elimination Chamber, and now we have this week, and then next week is Money in the Bank. What in the fuck?
Thank you, WWE Creative.
Yeah.
It's all network programming.
I know.
Rodfather, of course, you can be an asshole in here. Why not? Anyway, Rodfather says they have something in Chicago. I don't know what they have in Chicago. Herpes, maybe? I don't know.
Space herpes.
A horrible baseball team? Just one. Just one's really bad.
Yeah, the Cubs.
I don't hate the White Sox. Fuck, that was the name of my baseball team this year.
I noticed.
My kid's little league team was the White Sox.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
See, even Rodfather says Cubs suck.
Well, yeah, he's a White Sox fan.
Yeah.
I did like, however, how Chicago fans, after the win, they won game one of the Stanley Cup Finals, were like, yeah, we got this. And then Tampa Bay came back and smoked them last night and beat them in overtime.
Nice.
I still think Chicago's going to take it, though. The way they pulled their goaltender on Tampa Bay, I can't see them winning.
I don't know. I don't like Blackhawks, so... Oh, they have a Batman and Six Flags in Chicago. Okay. All right. So, Heath, you got anything else?
Nope, I'm good.
Mark Jones, you got anything else?
Well, there's this growth on my wall.
Oh, God. He's just as bad as Adrian.
Hey, on my wall, not on me.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Still.
All right, let's get the show on the road. I don't know how long we'll play, but... I don't even know if this is still the Ring of Honor theme. I'll be honest with you. I don't pay attention. All right, so
we'll go with it.
We will go with that. I just got to find it on here. Here we go. So we, and by we, I mean me, Adrian Heath, went to Ring of Honor on Friday night.
Yes, we did.
I will post some pictures up probably tomorrow of what we got. I think collectively we could probably put together a pretty decent photo album.
Yeah, I would think so.
Okay. So we'll post some pictures.
Yeah, because I need to post mine too as well.
Yeah, we'll post some pictures up. First off, their ring announcer, Scarlett. oh, something or other. God. I don't know. She had pink hair. I normally don't like pink hair, but Jesus fucking Christ.
She pulls it off fantastically.
She was fucking hot, mm-hmm. and her titties were on display.
Oh, yeah.
Yours truly has a picture taken of her. So,
of her or with her?
Well, I have a picture with her. A friend of mine that was there, and honestly, it wasn't Adrian and it wasn't Heath, managed to get a creeper pic of her titties.
Oh, nice.
And again, why do I not have this?
I am not in good faith going to post that with the pictures. However, a select few, if you're lucky enough, I will forward it to.
Yes.
And what's her name again?
Scarlet. Something or other. I don't know what the fuck her last name is. Let's see. So,
Scarlet Bordeaux.
Thank you. Yes, Heath did get off from working at the glory hole.
Yeah.
So we had our opening match was Mark Briscoe against Adam Page. Now, I'm going to be 100% honest here. Our main ROH guy, which is Adrian, is not here. So I knew who Mark Briscoe was.
Yeah, I know the Briscoes.
Love the Briscoes.
But I couldn't figure out if it was Gerald or Jerry Briscoe at first. I'm like, which one's Gerald and which one's Jerry?
I know of Jay and Mark Briscoe. I know who they are.
Well, I didn't. Well, I mean, I know who the Briscoes are. I remember them from last year. And I do watch TNA, or not TNA, Ring of Honor occasionally.
Yeah, I'm the guy who suffers through TNA.
Yeah. I do know the Briscoes, so I figured that the Briscoe would probably pick up the win. I had no clue who Adam Page was. I didn't really care to know who he was. He didn't really impress me at all. Not even going to lie a little bit. I was like, it wasn't that bad, though. It wasn't as bad. They had an opening match, and it was a six-man match, and one guy looked like a combo between Amish Roadkill and the fat guy off of Hardcore. No, what's the... Pawn Show, not Hardcore Pawn. Pawn Stars.
Oh, yeah, Pawn Stars.
It wasn't Chum Lee, but the other guy. He looked like a combo between Amish Roadkill and the other guy from Pawn Stars.
The Sun?
Yeah, the Sun.
Chum Lee?
No, not Chum Lee. It was the other guy.
The other Sun.
The one who's more like the host.
No, not the bald head. The guy's got hair.
Oh, okay. I know you're talking about
Corey. That. Corey. Thanks, Richard.
Yeah,
he looked like Corey and a combo between Corey and Amish Roadkill. So that's the only thing I remember for that opening match. It wasn't very good. It was a dark match. It was a dark match at a house show.
Yes,
I don't know how that one works out for Ring of Honor. It didn't work out good. I mean, we shit all over. And when I say we, I don't mean just me, Adrian, and Heath. Everyone shit all over this match. So it was a dark match at a Ring of Honor show. Anyway. So now back onto the main card. Yes. Mark Briscoe defeated whoever the hell this Adam Page guy was. It was a good match, I'm not going to lie. I was expecting more to see the Briscoes team up with each other instead of fight separately. Adrian says that they're still a tag team. They just booked the show weird tonight. I'm like, okay, whatever. So
yeah.
They are, even though I think one of them won the title at one point.
Yeah, Jay Briscoe's your world heavyweight champion.
Still?
Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. The next
this
match.
This is what happens when Steam leaves. Everyone else gets a chance.
Yeah, I know. Next match on the card was the last real man, Silas Young, against Cheeseburger. I always wondered what happened to Urkel.
I know.
Apparently,
I was thinking the same thing.
Apparently, he grew out a goatee and puts a cheeseburger hat on, and now he wrestles under the name of Cheeseburger.
And he got really skinny, too.
I mean, this dude weighs like 125 pounds soaking wet. He is a scrawny fucking dude.
Yes.
And he pretty much got his ass kicked by Silas Young. I like Silas Young. He still reminds me of 70s porn star. Tell me I'm wrong.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
I know I'm not wrong. Hey, new addition to the chat room. Don't treat me like a woman.
Don't treat me like a That's man. Right, people. Sean Pickles Fentress. Like welcome to you. Treat me for just who
and what I am. And that's why you don't ask for a theme song from the Outrun. We appoint you one. Ain't that yes. right, Mark?
Zero. Let me see that zero. Zero.
Nothing for that one, Mark?
A little thing about Miss Scarlet. Yeah. Apparently, she's also one of Adam Rose's rosebuds.
No.
Really? Yeah.
I've never seen her before.
Wow. And she was on TNA at one point also.
Well, I tell you what.
Based on Angelina Lowe.
That was worth the price of admission right there. Oh, and we decided to order the general admission tickets were $20. We upgraded our tickets for $5 more, and Heath ordered them that day. He was trying to get us fourth row seats, but they said they were sold out. So we ordered fifth row because fourth and fifth row at a Ring of Honor show are the same price. So we're like, fifth row, that's fine still. We get there, get our tickets. We're in the fourth row.
Yeah,
we were sitting almost literally in the exact same spot for this year's show as we were last year's show.
Except a couple rows closer.
Yes, I kid you not. I was looking at my pictures from last year, and they almost look identical as far as positioning of the ring.
Oh, that's
it,
cool.
It really was cool. I agree with how everybody changed. Oh, no, we had you as Bischoff your first time back. That's why. And then I liked your hello, ladies. I mean, I can dub it where you say hello, guys. I mean, if you want, Rodfather, yeah. I can do that. Let's see. Next up, we had Michael Bennett of The Kingdom versus Dalton Castle. I don't know who Dalton Castle was.
I've never heard of him.
I remember Michael Bennett.
Yes, Kingdom we was saw him
your
last year.
IWGP. Tag team champions. So, and they actually had the tag team titles there.
Yes.
So yeah. Michael Bennett impressed me. I like Michael Bennett. He's impressive in the ring. Don't get me wrong, just because I don't know who Dalton Castle was, it was a fucking good match. So, next up we had the Ring of Honor tag team champions, The Addiction, aka Bad Influence. For those of you that watched TNA, Christopher Daniels and Frankie Kazarian up against Delirious and the hometown boy of Matt Sydal,
Evan Bourne,
aka yeah. Let me tell you. First off, Evan Bourne now has long hair and a full beard and mustache.
Yes, he does.
That aged in like 40 fucking years.
So he doesn't look like he's 12 anymore.
No, he doesn't look like he's 12. He looks like he's like an old man. I kid you not. And it's not like, you know, oh, I got to. It's not quite like Daniel Bryan bad, but it's not like, oh, I'm going to have a little bit of a scruff, but, you know, I'm going to shave, but it's going to look like it's not shaved. No, it's a fucking beard.
Any bulk to him now? Is he like, you know, not fat?
Yeah, he's ripped. He did, however, look like a guy that I bought a used car from once.
Oh.
Yeah. He looked like a used car salesman. All that he was missing was the... Because he's got fucking chest, bushy chest hair, too. I didn't tell you that one. If he would have just had, like... all he was really missing was the Hawaiian shirt and the loafers. And boom. And a gold chain. And he would look like a used car salesman.
Yep.
Kid you not.
Or a very young... very young, very early Bray Wyatt.
Maybe. Not even, no. Let me tell you. So this was my first experience with Delirious. First off, that guy's fucking crazy. The character's fucking crazy. I did not realize that Delirious also got his start in the... Gateway Championship Wrestling, which is a local thing here in St. Louis. Him and Evan Bourne both got their beginnings going at GCW. There are quite a few GCW chants going for those two. Let me tell you, I enjoy Bad Influence. They were one of the few bright spots in TNA. Enjoyed Bad Influence. So for them to come out, for me to actually get to see Bad Influence, that was awesome. And then to actually get to see Evan Bourne that close, because I never got to see Evan Bourne in a WWE event. So I'm like, well, I'll get to see him here. Got to see a shooting star press from about 30 feet away. Nice. Oh man, yeah. That thing is looks phenomenal. That thing looks beautiful. I've never seen a shooting star press that close, so that was really cool. Matt Sydal and Delirious picked up the win, and Delirious thought they won the tag. It was a non-title match, but Delirious thought that they won the tag team titles. But unfortunately, they didn't, and then the crowd shit all over it because, you know, it was a non-title match, but whatever. Yeah. Next up, we had BJ Whitmer, whoever that is, against the Romantic Touch, whoever that is.
Well, the Romantic we got to see
last year. Yeah, we got to see Romantic Touch last year. It was kind of gay, I'm not even going to lie.
Well, that's kind of the point.
It was.
Even though he goes for the ladies.
I was glad that match was over. I forgot to tell you. Also, accompanying Mr. Michael Bennett was Maria.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
So much better.
Well, Rodfather said, did you get a boner when you saw the Shooting Star Press? No, I still had a boner from staring at Maria's ass. Because that was worth the price of admission alone.
Can I tell you what? It was hard to get some of these pictures. It really was.
Oh, it was real hard, let me tell you. Still one of the best racks in the business.
Yes.
And her ass was phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. Once she got rid of that,
she was wearing some
was
sort
wearing.
Of like something. I don't know. It covered her up her ass. I was kind of pissed, but eventually she took it off, and I was like, "Yeah, that's the Maria I love and know."
She's married now, though.
Who's she married to?
Mike Bennett.
Ah, I didn't not know. I did not realize she was married to Michael Bennett.
You didn't know that?
I don't pay attention to that kind of stuff.
Remember, that's why we had the one sign last year.
It wasn't for him.
No, it was for her, but that's because it also was more ironic, the fact that she was with him.
I have no fucking clue. The sign he's referring to was he lost one of the bets last year. He had to take signs that me and Adrian came up with. And so we had a sign for him that he held up for Maria saying, Batista does it better. For those of you that forgot. Yeah. He also had another good one. I almost remade the sign for the ROH. Was, I'll like you better when you get to NXT.
Damn.
Yeah, the only reason why we had to redo it is because, well, had our old web address in there.
I would totally just fucking reuse that. Because I think the old web address redirects to PW Pop. Anyway.
Oh, okay.
I don't know what movie she was in.
Huh?
That Maria was in. She was appearing in a movie. You ever seen Manos to Hands of Fate?
No.
Nope.
Even on Mystery Science 3000?
No.
Oh, in Mystery Science? Yeah.
A movie called Manos to Hands of Fate. She's in a sequel called Manos to Search for Valley Lodge.
Huh.
I don't know.
I may have to look into that.
Let's see. So after that, we had... Oh, wait, Dalton Castle. He was the guy, the fruity fucker that had the, the ring boys that were fanning him and shit.
Oh, God.
Yeah, he was a fucking Fruit Loop. Next up, we had Hanson of War Machine defeating Matt Taven from The Kingdom. I was a little upset because it was scheduled that Maria would also accompany Matt Taven. She didn't come out until like three quarters through the match. Her and Michael Bennett both.
Yeah,
they must have been fucking him back or something. I tell you what, their two matches, Matt Taven and Michael Bennett, I'm going to start watching, keep an eye out for The Kingdom because they're fucking awesome. I didn't get to see them as a tag team, but in singles competition, they were pretty good. So,
I will say this, the Taven Hansen match, good God, that was actually a really good match.
That was probably the best match of the night. I enjoyed it. So
yeah.
Let's see. Rodfather, did Heath give hand jobs to any of the male talent in the stall? Can you confirm this? Absolutely, I can't. Adrian had on good advice that Heath was handing out handies to the Briscoes. Was Moppy there with her new man? No. Unfortunately, not. And did Heath give Castle a blowjob in the janitor closet? No, it was actually in the locker room. next up, it was a semi-main event. We had the television champion, Jay Lethal, against Raymond Rowe of War Machine. Huge fan of Jay Lethal. I enjoyed seeing him last year. I enjoyed, I was glad that we got to see him again.
Mm-hmm.
I get a kick out of his, I'm the longest reigning champion in wrestling today. So my TV title is more important than the world title shtick.
Yes, exactly.
I like Truth Martini. He's funny as hell.
Yes.
I love Jay Lethal and his whole, especially his TNA stuff when he did that. He just went crazy. He did that Black Machismo thing.
Oh, Black Machismo was great. Mm-hmm. I think what would be hilarious to happen, as much as I would like to see Jay Lethal again on a major wrestling promotion like WWE, I know he's never been there, but I would like to see him there.
Yeah. You know where I like to see him join?
Who?
Shit, I just dropped my candy bar. Hold on.
I don't know.
You guys can talk. It's okay.
Oh, okay. No. See, if Jay Lethal joins, I would love to see him go for the go for some type of title, but I could see him, if they stick around, they, you know, play him with New Day. I know that's not the greatest thing in the world.
I don't know. What I was going to say is, if he ever ended up under Vince McMahon's payroll anytime in the near future, which we all know it's not going to happen, but yeah, you know, I'd like for him to show up one night and him and Sandow just go at it with the Macho Man gimmick.
Oh, yes.
Tell me that wouldn't be a Macho Man versus Macho Man.
Oh, that would be beautiful. Black and Cheese Mo versus Macho Man now.
Tell me that wouldn't be hilarious.
That'd be great.
And Curtis Axel couldn't figure out who to join up with.
He'd be like, there's two imposters, or there's an imposter here, brother.
His head will explode.
Anyway, Jay Lethal beat Raymond Rowe. It was, like I said, Jay Lethal puts on a phenomenal match. This guy from War Machine was pretty fucking good too.
Oh yeah.
The War Machine's just two big fuckers.
This was another good match.
They're not
for the
like
night.
Natural Disasters big, but they're like, think of Jason Albert, aka Tensai. Two big fuckers like that together.
Mm-hmm.
So, and then our main event of the evening saw.
Hey, really quick, did you guys know that Jay Lethal? Okay, remember Fortune in TNA?
We didn't really watch TNA, man.
Okay, never mind. Man.
Okay, good.
no, Fortune was Ric Flair, Beer Money, Frank Kazarian, AJ Styles, and Desmond Wolfe. Jay Lethal beat each and every one of those single-handedly in succession.
Really?
Yes.
As Black Machismo?
No, as just Jay Lethal.
Oh, okay.
It's like he beat them single-handedly.
The hell was that? Turn your phone off, fucker.
I'm getting the birthday messages already. That's why.
Yeah, okay. That's true.
Oh.
It's 9 minutes past. So happy birthday.
Thank you.
Let's see. Here you go, buddy. Once again.
Hulk Hogan here, wishing you a very happy Hulkamania birthday. Stay young, my brother. What you gonna do?
And thank you.
That's another one for you, Wynette. Okay.
Thunder lips.
Our main event of the evening saw ROH World Champion Jay Briscoe and Roderick Strong against Michael Elgin and some guy named Moose.
Good God.
Moose apparently used to play for the NFL. And he apparently played for the St. Louis Rams. I have no clue who the fuck he is still.
I'm looking him up.
But let me tell you.
Is he, like, official? Is he officially? Okay, yeah, he is official.
He's even got a manager.
I have no clue who his manager is, but
I don't either.
Let me tell you, Moose is a fucking brick house. He's a reverse Goldberg. He's, instead of having white skin, he's got black skin. Instead of having black trunks, he's got white trunks. And he's bald.
Okay, Moose, right?
Yes, Moose.
Yes, Moose.
Quinn Ojinaka.
Ojinaka?
He's played for the Falcons, the Patriots, the Rams, and the Colts.
Oh, if I would have known his name was if it was Ojinaka, I would have. Oh, I know who that is.
Yeah, he was an offensive tackle and a guard for them.
Okay, now I remember Ojinaka.
No wonder this guy is like Berghausen.
Well, me and Adrian were talking, and we're like, you know, he played for the Rams. The way he's built, he's got to be some sort of a defensive tackle or defensive end. I mean, he's fucking huge, man.
Yeah, he played with played with the Falcons. Drafted by the Falcons. Played 11 games with them, in 06 and 07.
I think he last played for the Rams.
How tall is this guy anyway?
He is 6'5".
I was gonna say he's pretty damn tall.
He's pretty fucking big. You know, if I would have realized that Michael Bennett was married to Maria, I would have went up to the man. I wouldn't have paid the $30 for the autograph for him. I just would have went up to him, shook his hand, and be like, I just wanted to feel, you know, shake the hand of the man that gets to go inside Maria every night.
You would have either got a laugh or you would have been decked.
It probably would have been worth it.
I don't know. There would have been the third option.
What's the third option?
Thrown out.
Yeah.
Third option probably would have been the more likely of the two, of the three.
And you would have had us be outside that whole time while me and Adrian got to watch it.
Because he wouldn't hit me, obviously.
Yeah.
He may have laughed, but the best thing was I could just be scared to get this asshole out of here. Just saying.
Yeah.
I could have asked him how Batista's sloppy seconds were and asked him how Batista tasted. That might have gotten...
That would have been bad.
I may have gotten, that would have gotten my ass kicked at that one.
Said, when you go in her, do you yell, it's clobbering time?
Oh, God.
Wow. Anyway...
You know, next year I might pay the $30 for the autograph and ask him that question. Do you like to say it? Never mind. Anyway.
But I digress.
Yes, I digress a lot. Anyway, so I wasn't big on this Moose guy. I didn't realize that at first when he came out, you were supposed to chant Moose during his music. But... at one point in time, Elgin and Moose had both Briscoe and Roderick Strong up for suplexes to see who could hold them longer.
Yeah.
And then they both dropped them at the same time. That was fucking impressive because they held them up for a couple minutes each. Seemed like a couple minutes. It might have been a minute or so, but they fucking held them up for a long-ass time before they suplexed them. But that match, I mean, goddamn, that match was really fucking good. Elgin and Moose picked up the win. But afterwards, Moose took off, and then I don't know the storyline in TNA, so I guess Elgin...
You mean ROH?
That's what I meant. Ugh. I guess Elgin, Jay Briscoe, and Roderick Strong are like in the world title run somehow? I don't know. I have no clue. So, your guess is as good as mine.
Yes.
But anyway, I thought, again, it was a phenomenal show. The venue they were in is a very intimate venue. It's not very big. So you're really up close and personal to them. Anyway, especially in the fourth row, we decided that next year we're going to try to actually get ringside seats because that'll be fucking fun.
Oh, yeah.
But I picked up a DVD. I actually spent money for an ROH DVD.
Yes.
I picked up last year's Collinsville show.
Yes.
Because I wanted to see if someone's signs made it on.
Yes.
And then Adrian picked up a Ring of Honor DVD as well. And he
for like $5.
Yeah, it was in a clearance bin, a Ring of Honor for $5. The ROH show from 2011
at Collinsville. That sounds extremely Don Westy.
What?
You know, getting a DVD out of a bargain bin.
I know.
Sounds like you just wait for Don West to pop up out of nowhere.
Yeah. I mean, it's an old one. They're trying to get rid of it. Why not? So we picked up those. I need to watch at least the one from last year because that was when Elgin got shaved. His head got shaved. He had a mullet when he walked in Collinsville and didn't have a mullet when he left.
Nope.
So overall, like I said, good job. I'm definitely going to go again next year. I try, like I said, to watch Ring of Honor as much as I can. Problem is I'm usually busy on like Saturday nights and then Sunday mornings. My wife's like, nope, you're not watching this shit. And
well, what about Wednesdays on Destination America then?
I barely get away with watching Monday Night Raw right now.
But before TNA.
Well, honestly, man, Monday Night Raw lately has killed her interest in wrestling. So I keep telling her that's an alternative to it, but she doesn't want to hear it. But it's okay. I mean, maybe I'll get her to watch a little bit of Ring of Honor. I think her problem is the same as mine, though. The production values just suck. It's hard to watch.
Well, they really don't have anything to work with.
I understand. Like, they did an entire show with three cameras. Oh, we did get to see Steve Corino and Hermaphrodite Kevin Kelly.
King of Old School? Steve Corino?
Well, it's not old school. He wore a suit and had his hair cut and stuff. He doesn't look like, if he would have walked up to me and just started talking, I wouldn't have realized it was actually Steve Corino. Like, he looks nothing like...
That's what that was his name. His nickname in ECW, the King of Old School.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Well, he looks nothing like Steve Corino from ECW. Looks nothing like him.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So I can't ask if Jack Baker was with him.
He looks like a businessman, which kind of scares me. I'm not even going to lie. But I appreciate the fact that kayfabe is still alive, because there's this redneck guy and his kid behind us, bitching every time the good guys didn't pick up the win, or they kicked out, or the good guys couldn't get the pin, and the bad guys kicked out at a two, and oh, that was a three, can you cut the three ref, and blah blah blah. Wrestling fans, we get a bad name because of people like him.
Exactly.
Anyway, excellent show.
We get a bad name because of people. Oh, I can't wait till we talk on Monday Night Raw. I'm really.
Funny. You know, Mark, I posted it on the group page. I didn't know that you could at least come up and said hi to us at the show.
I wasn't there.
That a black man wearing glasses. It's got to be you, right?
No.
See, I told Adrian not every black man that wears glasses is Mark Jones. He's like, dude, that's Mark Jones. Take a picture. Take a picture. Take a picture.
Yeah, they had me take a picture.
Adrian's the racist, not me.
Adrian stole Cal's white hood.
He did.
I told him not to wear it because he doesn't know where it's been.
You know, honestly, like I said, I love black people. I think every family should own a few. So.
Oh, wow.
On that note,
the views of Jason Halbert do not necessarily reflect of the other views of the PWPop.com and the R Bomb.
Or its affiliates.
Exactly.
How much time did I eat up talking about Ring of Honor?
Let's see, half an hour?
Oh, fuck. This is going to suck.
Oh, well.
Now, does PWPOP have affiliates besides Global Force Wrestling and Dungeons and Randomness? Do they have affiliates?
Well, we kind of...
The FT...
FTW.
No, they're not
it's
FTW.
It's changed. Yeah, it's changed.
Fans Talk Pro Wrestling, FTPW. We Talk TNA, they're friends of the show, of the network. 16-bit themes, they're friends of the network. I need to start using some of their stuff for Jizz Jams, but they never got back to me about making some obscure themes. They need to get back to me.
You could also
that.
Say Global Force Wrestling, since we did have the interview.
Yes, if you missed the Jeff Jarrett interview, check it out. It was pretty good.
It was really good.
I still think that the douchebag that was giving the interview, though, I mean, he kind of sounded... What the hell? Does anyone else hear that?
Yes, I do hear it. Where the
I'm
hell
not
is it
switching
coming?
To Sprint. Sprint sucks.
I don't know what sound where that's coming from.
Well, it's not me.
It's definitely not me.
I don't got anything going. Oh, I gotta play this though. Before we get into Raw, hold on.
Okay.
This little gem was sent to me by our very own Super Bowl, Kevin Crittenden. See, I hear it again.
See, I don't want you, Sprint.
Nobody
it's
wants
a fucking Sprint.
Sprinting's.
Oh, you know what? Maybe it's what that website I got up. It is. I see it.
Okay.
I don't think they can hear it on the show because the computer it's coming from.
Oh, okay. It's just. Okay.
It's just. Well, maybe they can. I don't know. Anyway, this little gem was sent to me by Kevin Crittenden.
Ladies and gentlemen, here to sing America the Beautiful, Grammy-nominated Scott Steiner.
Give me a fucking mic! Oh, say, can you see by the dawn's early light when so strongly I flexed kisses pricks its depths with strong back and big legs I could lift Hulk Hogan over my head, cause he's not incredibly fat. Unlike that small eyed Joe, he's so fat. From the land of the freak and the home of the big bad booty daddy. Trivets one touch crap. I'll come down there. I show where real man's lie. Cause Stephanie knows she likes it from the big bay. A booty daddy. Look at this. Just look at this. Look at this. Look at this fucking muscle, man. God, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I want him. I want you so big. You're walking backwards through the wall, doors, wall holes. And I think you would come to my house and tell me that I can't do stand recliner. Well, you know what, Stephanie? Maybe you just need a real man. You know what I mean? A real man? You fucking look at me while I talk to you, boy. I'll spine your shoes if I want to. I've wrestled countries. And you know what else I've done? You know, you get my bags. You get my bags.
Play ball.
Wow.
Kevin sent me that link, and I was supposed to play it last week, and I fucking forgot to play it. So, Kevin, buddy, that's for you. Who's going to be on our show next week, by the way? My people got with his people, and we finally nailed down a date. Man, the one and only Super Bowl is going to be on the show next week. That'll be
Can you
fucking
end the show with that, please?
No, I got your request.
Oh, okay. Never
yeah,
mind.
That's ready. Anyway, let's do the very big, very fast Cliff Notes version of Monday Night Raw, shall we? Let's see. Blah, blah, blah. Shit happened. Awesome promo between Kevin Owens and John Cena.
Good God, yeah.
Really looking forward to that match.
And, you know, fuck those assholes who sat there and on the internet and tried to form a petition, you know, against John Cena because of that promo.
What was, now, okay, I'm not going to lie, I didn't do a whole lot of digging on this because, honestly, I didn't want to believe it. So at one point in time, for those of you that don't know, Cena called out a little boy who was holding up a sign. He was wearing decked out in Cena gear, and he had a sign saying, "I'm beating cancer." Kudos to Cena because he always does shit like that. And like I said before, Cena the man I had the most respect for.
Absolutely.
The kind of shit he does, kudos to him. Great guy. Cena the wrestler, the character, I don't hate him as much as I did a year ago. With that being said, I still don't like him, but he doesn't piss me off as much as he did.
Right.
Fair enough?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's my own personal opinion. Now, when he goes and does shit like that, to me, that's Cena the man coming out, not Cena the wrestler. So, for what he said, he was basically, the gist of it was, never give up, that's not just a catchphrase, that's what I believe in. Just like that young man right there saying, I beat cancer, or I'm beating cancer, whatever it was. You know, that's kudos to you. And apparently, after the show, Cena came out, brought the little kid in the ring, they hung out a little bit. The kid got to hold the U.S. title for a little bit. They posed for pictures. It was a pretty big deal to a kid, you know?
Absolutely.
Hell, I'm an adult, and I thought that was badass. That would be cool as hell. Especially if it were, heaven forbid, if it were one of my kids that happened, you know, that was going through, and someone did something like that. So, good job. So what was up with the petitions?
Oh, no, because you still have those butthurt Cena sluts guys who only believe what they see in the ring and believe that everything he's done, including the making stuff, is bullshit.
Really?
Yeah, a lot of people believe that his Nick Woods stuff is bullshit. Because all they do is they see, they follow his career, they've seen him win the 15 championships, they've seen him do the whole Bibles of Doom thing. They're tired of him being a good guy. They want to see him be a heel. They just don't like it's unbased dislike. That's all it is.
See, I'm a smart wrestling fan. Most of us here are smart wrestling fans. We know there's a difference between Cena in the ring and Cena outside of the ring.
Agree.
Those guys like that are too stupid to realize that the John Cena we see on TV is not the same John Cena that's off TV.
No.
Exactly.
Fuck, I mean, think about it. Seth Rollins, I read the other day, did a Make-A-Wish thing. Do you think that Seth Rollins walked into the Children's Hospital with the little Make-A-Wish kid and basically said, I'm the future, bow down to me?
Hell no.
No, Seth Rollins made that kid feel like $1 million. You know? Any of those wrestlers, the kid's like, oh, you're my hero. I guarantee you. You know, if I were famous and a little kid came up to me and said, you're my hero, I'd be like, no. You are my hero.
I'd probably break down crying, you know, if that happened.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like, you know, watching that promo back during WrestleMania, you know, with Connor, and you see Connor going up to AJ, and he's saying, stop being crazy.
Yeah, yeah.
And she just started laughing at that. And it's like, because, I mean, she knows that it's a little kid, and they may not realize that, you know, everything they do is a storyline, but it just kind of, you have to break that character.
Yeah.
Because you are outside of the ring.
So, you know, I mean, those guys are just assholes.
Yeah. But let me tell you, I actually know a guy who did that and just went all over Twitter saying the most horrible shit to Cena. Like, just tagging him, it's like, saying, Owens, you're the man, Cena's I'm with a punk bitch. I'm like, yo, come on, this is... I don't know, this dude's seriously out of touch with reality. Like, he's not all there. I tried to help him, but I can't help everybody.
I don't know what's wrong with people like that, but fuck them. Cena, good job. Yes.
Anyway, back to the Raw recap.
The funny thing was, Dolph Ziggler beat Kofi Kingston, which was awesome.
No, Kofi won.
No,
match.
No.
Oh, no, Dolph won, yeah.
And then the New Day ended up immediately fighting against the Primetime Players and Dolph Ziggler, who then lost again, which was hilarious because he lost 6 points on Kofi that night for the bet.
Yeah.
Now, I picked up 7 points because I do have Big E, and he lost. Ziggler won twice, who I have. So I picked up 7 points on that, where Heath lost 6 on that. Yeah. That was kind of funny.
Now, hold on a second. How did you pick up 7 on Big E while Heath lost 6? How did that happen? Or was that just for the night?
No, he's just saying because he's got Dolph Ziggler as well. Well, Dolph Ziggler picked up the wins twice, while Big E lost once.
Shouldn't they cancel out?
No. You get 5 points for a win, 3 points for a loss.
Oh, okay, I see that.
Yep.
So,
anyway,
a little bit of twin magic hit. I don't know how the fuck that happened, because last time the Bellas tried to pull a twin magic, the referee called them out and said, no, your boobs aren't the same size. You didn't
do that.
We'll
get to that.
So, apparently the Bellas pulled off twin magic, and Orton beat Sheamus via disqualification. Roman Reigns fought like 17 times that night.
God.
Roman Reigns fought. He won every one of them.
Okay, well, first he went up against King Barrett. Won on that.
Roman Reigns won 3 matches. He beat Barrett, Roman Reigns, and Bray Wyatt. Mark Henry and Bray Wyatt.
If Roman Reigns beat Roman Reigns, a whole other different program.
I know. Anyway, he won. I liked it. there was a meme going around with Vince McMahon and Triple H. And it was like, all right, Triple H, you want Kevin Owens to go over Cena? That's fine. Next night, 17 Roman Reigns matches. Anyway.
Yep.
Main event, yeah, was Roman Reigns against Bray Wyatt. And then Ambrose comes out and saves him, and there we go. So,
yes.
On to the more important thing to have Monday night, Stone Cold Podcast. If you did not watch the Stone Cold Podcast, you need to go back and watch the Stone Cold Podcast because it was awesome. It might be out, I think, this week is when it's going to be on his podcast, his feed. But go back and watch it because there's a point in time at the very end where Paul Heyman's like, look, do you mind if I ask you a couple questions? And Paul and Steve Austin's like, well, fuck yeah, you could ask me questions the whole time. And basically, if you don't know what's going on here, Paul Heyman called out Steve Austin for a match against Brock Lesnar and pissed off Steve Austin.
Oh, yes.
You didn't get the last 2 minutes of it. It wasn't podcast Steve Austin. It was Stone Cold Steve Austin. He wanted to kick the shit out of Paul Heyman.
Does Paul Heyman wanted that? Want to kill Steve?
Huh?
Paul Heyman wants to kill Steve, doesn't he?
Paul Heyman, no. Fucking Austin's going to kick the shit out of Lesnar at WrestleMania if this happens. And I understand, Broadfather, it's a work. We get it. This match will probably happen next year.
I'm saying no, because he doesn't. No, because Lesnar doesn't sell.
Oh, but Stone Cold does.
Austin's going to kick the shit out of him.
Stone Cold would bring butts to the seats like you would not believe.
Dude, if that match happened, do you know how many tickets that match alone would sell?
So wait a minute. Next year's WrestleMania card is already shaped up to be Lesnar versus Austin.
Uh-huh.
Triple H versus The Rock.
Uh-huh.
Undertaker versus insert your name here.
Uh-huh. Stephanie and Ronda Rousey.
Jeez.
Yeah, we got some big ass names coming in.
Yeah.
If things go through like we are saying it's going to happen, yeah.
Yeah.
That seriously could be the biggest WrestleMania.
I know. I'm hoping we get Austin Rock. I really fucking. Or Austin Lesnar. I really do.
I'm going to say, would you rather have Austin Rock or Rock Triple H?
Rock Triple H.
Rock Triple H.
We've seen enough Austin Rock. So, let's see. Let's make these really fucking quick here. Heath, go.
All right. Two things. Number one, Twin Magic. Good God, the ref is blind on that one. I mean, there were so many fucking differences.
Well, not really. Well, I mean, I guess Nikki's darker and has bigger boobs, and her ass is better, and she's a little thicker.
And the hair and outfit.
No. The outfits were exactly the same. The hair was exactly the same.
Go back and watch it. They are similar, but there were so many differences. I was like, good God, you are totally blind, ref.
Well, it's no different than when fucking Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods pulled that shit. Yeah. Oh, it's a black man with braids. It's got to be the right one.
Either way, wow, really?
That's what the referee thought.
Anyway, now my second one is actually in regards to Bray Wyatt's loss.
Okay.
The fact that he lost. Because, I mean, he's been building up as being, you know, the face of fear. And yet, all of a sudden, he lost?
I don't know. I don't know what they're doing with Bray Wyatt anymore.
I mean, people could have seen maybe a DQ loss happen.
A year ago, I would have bet money he'd be world champ, but I don't know what the fuck they're doing right now with him.
Yeah, at this point, it's like, wait a minute, why did he actually lose cleanly?
I am so glad you're taking this. Let's hurry this up to heart here, because, I mean, we got a whole lot of shit to cover, not a lot of time.
But that's my what stinks.
Okay, my what stinks, I'll just make it cut and dry. The assholes that are going against Cena. Like, the whole, you know.
Yeah, agreed. Put
all that shit, fuck them. All right, Mark, what's yours?
Yeah, I was with you on that one. So, this week on TNA, no, I'm kidding.
I was going to say TNA in general? Okay. Richards, what stinks? Orton and Money in the Bank doesn't belong there. Oh, by the way, Kane's going to be in Money in the Bank now, too. That was after SmackDown. We're going to skip Kane, you dig it, because we got too much shit to cover.
Oh, I got one. What happened to Tyson Kidd? That's the one stinks.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. So when was that? That was Tuesday night, Samoa Joe and Tyson Kidd. Wrestled a dark match. Tyson Kidd possibly out for months. Some sort of spinal injury. Don't know a whole lot of details still. So
took a muscle buster. And, well, he was like kind of the first one in WWE to take it. And, well,
from what I understand, it's viewed more as a freak accident and there's no heat on Samoa Joe for it.
Oh, okay, because, you know, people have taken it before and...
I know. There's no heat on Samoa Joe for this. So that's what I was worried about. I'm like, oh, shit. I'm like, now he's going to be fucking... He's going to have a black mark on him now. And I don't mean like you. Moving on. I know.
Did you also hear about Justin Roberts writing a tell-all book about the WWE?
Oh, God. I would take a peek at that. All right, moving on.
12 minutes.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, I don't want to hear it. I don't want to hear this.
All right, Heath, you ready for the scores?
No.
Do you want me to
do it anyway?
Do you want me to just tell you how the number between where you are and second place? Do you want me to give you that point gap there?
No, just go ahead and do it.
Because that number's 60.
Are you serious?
Here's your scores. Team Awesome, that's me, 48 points. Team Adrian is sitting at 43 points. Now, if I told you the gap between you and Adrian is 60 points, where does that put you, Heath?
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yeah. I mean, last week I was in the negative already. I was negative 3 last week. I'm even more in the negative now.
Who's quick at math?
God, you said 60 points, right?
Uh-huh, and Adrian has 43.
Negative 17.
Yep. Get them jelly beans ready, buddy.
Yeah, I need to make a move.
Is there the jelly beans or you do the game?
Wow. No. We're doing the good or
good
gross.
Good or bad.
Yeah.
The good or gross.
You know, I'm glad I'm not involved in these bets from time to time. Even though I probably would have taken... Because, you know, if I took that one with you and the Cardinals, I probably would have lost.
Everyone loses to me.
Okay.
Who's
my worst person?
You had... you lost 14 points on the week. You lost 8 points on SmackDown because Sheamus lost via disqualification and Kofi lost again. Orton picked up a win on Monday night, but that got canceled out by Sheamus losing by disqualification.
Yep.
And then Kofi lost twice. So your worst guy is actually Seth Rollins at minus 13 points.
Oh, dude.
Here's your totals right now, Heath.
Yes.
Sheamus has gotten you negative 3 points.
Okay.
Dean Ambrose has gotten you 12 points. Seth Rollins has gotten you negative 13 points. Orton has gotten you 5 points. Cesaro, whom you've dropped, had gotten you negative 9 points. And Kofi, who you picked up when you dropped Cesaro, has also gotten you negative 9 points.
This is not your own.
No. This is my worst picking ever.
Which the funny thing is, if I look at Big E on my team, Big E Langston has gotten me 4 points.
Yeah.
Just saying.
I know.
It's New Day curse.
God.
If you want to wait till tomorrow, I'll let you pick tomorrow. You don't have to pick on air.
Nope, I'm going to pick now.
Okay, who are you dropping?
Everybody.
I might as well start from scratch.
I would let you do a multi-person drop.
Oh my god! Does anybody have Titus O'Neil?
No.
Okay. I have a feeling.
Okay.
I am going to get rid of Kofi.
Okay, doesn't surprise me.
And I'm picking up Titus O'Neil.
Okay, I'll let you do one more.
Who's also one of my...
Seth Rollins has gotten you negative 13 points.
But we got Money in the Bank next week.
Sheamus has gotten you negative 3.
I don't see Sheamus winning.
Okay, so who are you picking up?
Shit. God, who do we have?
I tell you what, I'll give you to them. I'll let you pick tomorrow. We'll go over all this off the air.
Okay,
moving on.
That'll work.
It's time for America's favorite game show. Not Jeopardy, not Price is Right, not Let's Make a Deal, but Just Jams. Yes. Here's how the game works. Gonna play Jason Heath three theme songs. If he can successfully guess 2 out of 3, he wins himself a ship for the show. Feel free to play along in the chat because he cannot see the screen. All right, here we go. Number one. Mark Jones, that's acceptable. Not who I was going for, but it was acceptable. There was another wrestler that used it. That's who I was going for, actually, but he'll never get it.
I didn't know that.
Rodfather got it. And Heath, your time starts now. Rodfather got it because Rodfather gave him to me.
Oh, okay, I see now.
Yeah,
oh, I've totally forgot about that guy.
I know. Rodfather, all three of those are from the one and only Rodfather.
Okay.
Can he guess it? No, he can't. He sucks cock. Oh, yes, he does. He really likes jizz in his mouth. Yes,
but
he
does.
Cause he's a douche. Can he guess it? No, he can't. We need an answer.
Jinder Mahal. I
don't know. Not even close.
Kind of. Middle Eastern-ish.
Oh, if that's the case, it could have been Daivari.
The correct answer is the Sultan, a.k.a. or the Iron Sheik.
Yeah, oh, wow.
Yeah. All right, you ready for song number two? You have a shot at this one.
Okay.
We'll just stop that one now. Go ahead, Heath.
Daivari.
Not really.
Not who I'm going for on that one?
I mean, he only... I know. I think he only used that once.
I know. That's not really the... well, he did use it.
Nah, it was once, and that's when he was backing up Kurt Angle as his personal referee, and it was he was only introduced with it once. He never used it again. At least I don't think so.
Well, hold on here.
I'm looking.
Hold on. All right. As much as I hate to do this,
a more acceptable answer.
I did get the link from YouTube, and it is listed under Daivari's Titantron. So I will give it to him. The real answer I was going for was Muhammad Hassan.
Yes.
I'll accept it.
Okay.
Only because you're not getting this next one.
Okay, actually, yeah, he did use it.
You know, it's kind of funny. He's already said his name, too.
I thought this was a Middle Eastern move.
Hey.
I'm like giving him a gyro.
Hey, you know, I don't know what the hell his deal was. He sent them to me. They were legal. They fit the criteria. So I let it go. Your time starts now.
You said I said it earlier.
Possibly.
It doesn't count. You have to remember it.
Well, at least I do remember a couple minutes ago.
Possibly you said this individual's name.
I think my father's hungry. He wants a gyro or something.
It's like, don't go ahead with the answer that
can
I gave a couple minutes ago.
He guess it. No, he can't. We need an answer.
Is this one Jinder Mahal?
No!
I was fucking with you.
No!
Bastard.
There was a shot you were going to get this one, so I had to throw a curveball at you. Mark Jones, yeah. Who is it?
The Great Khali.
You bastard, because I was thinking that. You fucking bastard. I really was thinking Great Khali on that one.
Maybe we'll get Kyle on one of these days, and then I'll just take the heat off.
God.
Have them play each other. And I said play each other, not play with each other.
Yeah, I know. If we do that again, we'll probably rig the voting, or rig the scores like we did when Heath played him on our show, and Heath and Kyle had to suffer the yes game.
Well, hold on a second.
Black and white, clear as crystal. You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Thank you, Gene Wilder.
Now, hold on a second. Back when we did the WrestleMania show, and weren't we supposed to, and when all of us were playing, and I got everything right, wasn't I supposed to decide between him or Kyle who got a shit free show?
I don't remember.
Okay, I was just asking.
Okay, yeah, I don't remember. You're asking me to remember that far back. That doesn't happen.
Yes.
Money, 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 money. Well, do this quick.
That's what she said.
It's time.
Money in the Bank next week.
Yes.
The third pay-per-view in 5 weeks. Fuck you, WWE. Let's never do this again. Actually, it wasn't that bad. Again, the gem that was Elimination Chamber, I enjoyed last week. That was really good. I hope this year's Money in the Bank pay-per-view is just as good as Elimination Chamber was last week.
Well, I feel like they don't have all the matches set up yet because they only list really four on the website.
That's fine. We'll just go over those four right now.
All
right. Because we don't have a whole lot of time.
So one of them is the Tag Team Championship match, New Day versus the Primetime Players. Hence kind of why I'm... kind of got rid of Kofi and went with Titus. I have a feeling they're going to put it on the Primetime Players.
I hope they do. I think they're due. They're one of my favorite tag teams. They really are. I don't know if it makes good sense to take it off of New Day yet. I think they're with them really having the Freebird rule and they're showing at Elimination Chamber. They've had a rough week. We'll see how they rebound, but I don't think they're going to take it off of New Day yet. So I'm going to have to go New Day.
We'll see.
Okay, let me rephrase this. New Day's not leaving without the belts. Write this shit down.
Oh, God. I'm not going to write it down.
So they could either win it or go the Dean Ambrose route?
Possibly.
Something like that, yeah.
No, I don't think they'll steal the titles, but they may lose via countout or disqualification or something screwy like that.
Yeah. Why do I feel like this is Vince McMahon's affirmative action match?
Yes, there you go. Otherwise known as Mark Jones, I have a boner match.
I don't like the Primetime Players that much.
But they're black men, so you have to like them, right?
And that's no!
Adrian's not here to throw the racially insensitive joke, so I guess I have to do it.
Cameron and Naomi. No, I only like Cameron.
Kind of a really quick dream type of match I'm thinking of. It's like, man, after seeing ROH, I would love to see Moose versus Titus O'Neil.
Oh, God.
Yes.
They're both.
Tell me if that would not be a hell of a match.
They're both the same, only Moose has a lot more tattoos.
Yeah.
All right, next match.
Next up.
Oh, wait, no, Mark Jones, who'd you pick? Sorry.
New Day.
Okay. Why does that not surprise me?
Fuck you.
Mark Jones picking a black man to win.
Yeah. Next up, Cena versus Kevin Owens.
That's all there is.
Oh, God. All right, what Heath?
Timer is supposed to go off anyway, but sound is messed up on it. Next up, Cena versus Kevin Owens.
For the title this time.
No, it's not for the title.
No, it's not for the title.
I thought it was for the U.S. title.
No, it's not. No, it's not title still. Because he still hasn't dropped the... ROH title, I believe.
You mean the NXT title?
NXT.
The NXT.
Yeah. I don't care. Remember, Paige defeated AJ, and she was the NXT Women's Champion. If they made it for the title and Kevin Owens won it, he would just have to forfeit the NXT title.
Pretty well much.
So
I don't know. I mean,
I could see Kevin Owens pulling out this win again, and then him demanding that Cena give him a title shot.
Which wouldn't make sense because Cena just literally was about on Monday saying he's going to give him the damn title.
I know. That's why I thought it was for the title. It wouldn't surprise me if they made this a title match before Sunday or on Sunday or something like that.
Yeah.
Unless Kevin Owens just keeps stomping on the title like an asshole.
I'm going to say Cena on this one.
He's got to get heat somehow.
Yeah, I got to say Cena.
I got to go Kevin Steen.
And fuck Ring of Honor.
I want KO to win. So,
I mean, I would like to see KO win as well. But I think it's going to wind up being Cena. Only because of the fact he kind of hit a little bit of a nerve, so to speak, on Raw.
Yeah,
well, I like the fact that he called him out. He's like, I beat Super Cena. Like, that's the first time anyone's ever called him Super Cena on camera.
Yeah, I know.
So,
I didn't think that was okay to do.
I don't think it was okay to do. However,
he did it anyway.
Shawn Michaels and Triple H used to say back in the day with the DX stuff? It was always easier to ask Vince for forgiveness than it was permission.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah,
sure. If KO is going to go out there and do this kind of stuff, you know he's got Triple H's blessing to do it.
Yeah.
So, why not? All right, what's up?
All right. We also have the WWE World Heavyweight Title Ladder Match. Seth Rollins versus Dean Ambrose.
Oh, God, I can't wait for this match.
This is going to be one hell of a match. Oh, my God.
I still like Adrian's... I don't see how Adrian's idea would work, where Ambrose is not the champ, but he's still walking around with the belt until Lesnar shows up, and then he hands it over to Seth Rollins. Here you go. Not my deal.
Yeah.
As funny as that would be...
Are they going to take it off of Seth Rollins? I don't see it happening yet.
I don't see a reason to. There's not a big enough reason to. I'm going to have to say Rollins wins this.
Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, too. I think they're going to give it just a little bit more time for him to have the title.
Now, what's the over-under on Rollins turning face and possibly facing Steam?
I don't know, man. I don't think it'll happen. I was thinking back with the whole Seth Rollins saying, I don't need anyone from the Authority to help me win this match. I don't need you two goons. I don't need a 7-foot-tall piece of crap.
Yeah.
What instantly popped in my head was at last year's Ring of Honor show. Myself and Dan, I can't remember if it was Sean or Classic, went outside and we were smoking. It might have been Classic because I think... I don't remember. I don't remember which one it was. But me and Dan were out there. It was right after the Shield broke up. And there was some kid. And when I say kid, I mean he was probably 19 or 20 or something like that. But he was total, like, kayfabe. Believed everything. And he was trying to tell us that it was all a part of the Shield's plan. That Seth Rollins was going to infiltrate the Authority and blah, blah, blah. And me and Dan basically laughed at the kid. We're like, no, that's the stupidest fucking thing we've ever heard. Without being so rude, but we were real condescending towards him because, I mean, the kid had it coming. We weren't being assholes just to be assholes. The kid really had it coming. However, that conversation popped into my head the other day, and I'm thinking...
You really thought about it, didn't you?
If this fucking kid called it, and me and Dan laughed at him,
you guys would look like dicks then.
I know.
But you don't want that to happen.
I could see it fucking happening. I really can at this point. I would just love to see Rollins be like, haha, fuck you guys. And then the Shields reunited, and it was all a plan.
Yeah.
We told you we'd take you down. Because think about it. There's no more Orton in the Authority.
No.
Seth Rollins is the face of the Authority. What happens when the face of the Authority goes away?
And even so, you got Kane that...
Kane,
I mean,
can't
so,
carry a company? He's not the future?
No. I mean, and I was noticing that in the Shooting from the Hip podcast today, some of the scuttlebutt was the fact that we could be looking at him doing his last few matches here.
Yeah.
He could be very well retiring here within the next year or so.
Maybe they fucked him. I don't know. We'll see. And finally, our Money in the Bank briefcase. Wait, did you pick a winner?
Oh, I did not pick a winner.
I don't know. Mark, did you pick one?
I would have to go with Rollins on this one.
You're going
to
go Rollins?
Yeah.
All right. What did you pick, Mark?
I'll be that guy. I'll say Ambrose.
Okay. And then our Money in the Bank briefcase match that Kane was recently added to. So who do we got? Who are the participants in this match?
Good God. Well, as you just said, we have the big red monster, Kane. We have Dolph Ziggler. We have Kofi Kingston. We have Neville. We have Sheamus. We have Orton. And we have Roman Reigns.
Two former winners in this match.
Yes.
I would really like
you to know.
I would like to see Kofi finally get his chance. Honestly, I really would. But I know Vince, and that's not going to happen. Private faction can only go by so far. So, I know it's not going to be Dolph because, you know, selling out really goes, selling, you know, overselling goes only but so far. So it's not, and Kane, next. Mark Henry, nope. Sheamus is too busy playing Rocksteady, so that's not going to happen. Oh, do you know about that?
I don't think we talked about it, no. But yeah, by the way, Sheamus is playing Rocksteady in the new Ninja Turtles movie.
Yes. Hence why he looks like he does.
I don't think that's the only reason, but...
It's a good part of the reason.
So I'm going to say it's going to be Roman Reigns. I'm not really sure they went for it in a title picture like that.
This one's hard to call, man.
It is. Now, I am going to play the devil's advocate here.
I know I wouldn't have guessed Seth Rollins last year.
And I'm kind of going to go off an idea that I saw in the chat room whenever, again, listening to Shooting from the Hip. I'm going to say Kane will win it, finally.
Okay, you want to explain?
A good point was made is that somebody had the idea that Kane wins the Money in the Bank match. Well, as kind of like his retiring or retirement match or whatever, you know, he cashes in and he actually wins and gets the title. And kind of goes out on top. Again, like I said, you know, I'm just playing the devil's advocate here. It's an extremely long shot, but I kind of like the idea.
So what if Kane was the one who destroys the authority and not, you know, Seth Rollins?
I don't know. I thought about that one, too. I'm just going to say it's probably going to be Roman Reigns walking out with this thing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yes, I feel that way. That's how I feel. No, my heart wants to go with, quote, Kofi, but my brain is telling me it's going to be Roman.
All right.
But those are the matches that they have.
I have a feeling we're going to get a Divas match announced tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, of course.
We'll have a few other things thrown in, I'm sure. We'll have
An IC title match, or even the beginning of the whole Stephen Amell and Stardust crap.
Yeah, we're going to have a bunch of shit announced tomorrow night. We'll probably have a match or two, a surprise match, too, at Money in the Bank, too. So, on that note. I'm fucking tired.
Yeah, I can't imagine why.
So, we're at a friend's house out too fucking late last night, housewarming party.
I was exhausted too. I went to a karaoke thing last night.
Yeah, I'm going to have to watch that video. But I was out too late, got up too early today, up real late tonight. I'm fucking exhausted. So, we're going to call it a night here.
Yeah.
Check out our, I'm trying to think of everything that Adrian does because I just let him free ball it here and then I pick up. Check out all of our wonderful shows on pwpop.com. In case you missed the announcement, PWPop Nonstop, we are going to be on TuneIn Radio again starting next week.
June 13th.
So you'll be able to hear us live on TuneIn Radio. So if you have the TuneIn app, go ahead and check that out. I hear, and I don't know for sure, that you can actually check it out right now. And you might, and we're not live, but there might be some reruns going on. So check that out.
I think it is. I'm not really sure what shows though.
It should be us, Respect the Mat, the wrestling niche, and shooting from the hip. There's a handful of each one on there.
Oh, okay. Because I thought Jake was putting other stuff to mix it up.
Yeah. And it's not like it used to be where anytime you tune in, you're going to hear that one guy with that one show that no one cared about like 17 times before you heard any other show.
And if I understood correctly, I heard that 16-bit themes is actually kicking in some music our way too for that.
Yes, so I need to get a hold of them so I can get some obscure wrestling themes. Heath, close your legs. Close your legs. Heath smells like fish out here. Let's see. Check out our website. Check out all our shows. Check out all the shit that Paul Jordan writes.
Check out Kyle Robinson's stuff if you dare.
Yeah, check out the wrestling niche. If you want a serious show, check out Greg's show, Respect the Mat. And then, of course, the Sunday night doubleheader, whenever everyone can get it together and actually have a show on Sunday night, would be us and Shooting from the Hip. We are the number one show on Monday mornings. That's right, ladies and gentlemen.
And don't forget about your Monday morning drive, your Friday morning drive show.
Huh? Oh, the walkabout.
Yep.
Oh, well, you forgot about it, so it was okay.
And don't forget to email us at thehourbomb@gmail.com.
You can twat us at
Gmail?
Yeah, we've always had
email.
We've
had Gmail a long time.
Yeah.
Look out of here. No one's ever wrote you guys.
Yeah, we keep waiting for people to write into us. And
Leonard Taylor used to email us all the time, and then he quit. So, you can also twat us at thehourbomb.
Yes.
You can,
and I'm at Jonesy718.
I think we followed you.
Did you?
I don't know. I'm never on Facebook. I don't understand the twatter still, so I'm on there every now and then. You can like us on Facebook, subscribe to us on iTunes. You can send any of us a message on Facebook as well, or you can even direct message us. I think that's what they say on the twatter sphere.
Yep.
Rod Father is fapping to us. It's good to know. I don't think I got anything else. So, without further ado, we're going to, once again, I'm your host, the illustrious Jason Albert, saying adios, motherfuckers. Time to go kiss some hands and shake some babies. Well, okay, here we go. This is for you, Mark.
The big bad booty daddy!
The big eight eater match is going to go and find a smile and a cheesesteak.
A cheesesteak.
Clean my handle. I'm tired of your lies. You give me nothing. Don't need you. I hope you die from herpes.
And the jizz mopper.
Sweet Heath, Jason Heath, saying so long.
And I guess I give you a real send-off here. Hold on. Let's go
What you got? Yeah, 1994. That's for you, Mark.
And me. One only.
You brought it on yourself.
Oklahoma, Tennessee Roll, Mark Jones.
You brought this on yourself. You know you did.
I know I did, and I've accepted it.
I know.
I still can't believe that's from 94.
I know.
Yeah.
God.
Wait till you watch the video.
Oh, I know. I didn't know, Richard, I didn't know you had a fucking twatter. Shut up.
Why don't you fucking post it, Richard?
Yeah, no shit. Anyway, we will be here next week to do your Money in the Bank post show.
Hold on. Fuck you, Rodfather.
Homo to zero. I mean, if you think about it, you're a Homo sapien, so I guess, yeah, you are a Homo Tootsie Roll. Just saying, dude.
I'm Homo Superior, thank you very much.
I would go that far. Anyway, we will try to do this again next week. Until then, you've been
Our Bomb.
Oh, and this is a happy birthday thing for Mark Jones. Enjoy. This was his request last week. Not really wrestling related, so blame him. Just